right here. Welcome to Come to Your Senses right here with Carlos Jaime. Oh, I got a guest that's ready to go.
Like beyond ready.
Yeah, she is shot out of a cannon.
I already did this podcast. I just did it. Well, you were just introducing it. I did the whole thing.
We did the whole thing. We already saw the trailer, so we're just going to re-ramp. We're just going to go back, okay? Right. But let me introduce her. She's a very funny girl. I want to say probably the hardest working girl in comedy biz.
Yeah, well,
Hardest working girl.
You could say that though, probably.
Okay, I could say it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The hardest working girl.
Hardest,
yes.
Always working.
She's always on it. You know, she's got like so many things. That's good. That's good.
I have many irons in the fire.
Yes.
You know, all the irons are in the fire.
That's what kept James Brown out of trouble.
Irons in the fire?
Yeah. Like, remember, he got in trouble at the end of his career, near the end of his career. See?
Yeah.
In between, he was like doing the albums, doing those tours. But then later on, he's like, I'm doing a car chase right now and not busy. Yeah. You know?
Well, you know, everyone has different ways of getting inspired. Every artist has a different process of creation and process of inspiration. So maybe sometimes you just need a car chase.
Yeah, I would say so. It's a good cleanse the palate kind of thing in your thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agreed. Well, let me introduce you, Miss Susanna Lee.
We hadn't even said my name.
No,
yet, have
you? That's fine.
That's okay.
Well, and you are also Lucky Deluxe.
Yes.
Right. That's your burlesque performer name.
Mm-hmm.
How's the burlesque? I've had a burlesque performer here.
Oh, who'd you have?
Scout Derwood.
I love Scout. I love her so much.
Yeah. And her other friend, Amy, they were in another... I think they do also like a... They used to teach, I think, a workshop, I think, for burlesque and everything. So,
I taught classes in Kansas City before I moved out here and ran a troupe out there. And...
That's almost like a form, like even I would say probably prior to or almost the same time as vaudeville, right?
Yeah, it came from vaudeville burlesque, right. But well, I don't know if I can't remember if it came from vaudeville or if vaudeville came from burlesque, but burlesque was I think that vaudeville came from burlesque because vaudeville was American, burlesque came from
France.
I think France.
France, yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, come on.
Fucking filthy French.
Yeah, they, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Come on.
I would love to be in one of those dudes. Like 1860, and it'd be like, whoa, what the hell is going on in here?
In France?
Yeah.
Yeah.
France, ooh la la, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, whoa. I thought I was going to
hear... Crazy women in ruffled pants?
Yeah.
They weren't even panties. They were pants
back then. Pants, yeah, back then.
Down past the knees, sexy as hell.
Wow. What?
I'm going to get a man excited. Wear a lot of clothing.
Yeah.
Tons of clothing.
That's what you got to do.
Keep it all on.
Keep it all on. It's hot.
Really long, big underwear.
Is that what you have to do? Because I remember, I think in the movies or something, when I was a kid, like I would see sometimes when they would have a strip tease kind of thing, and you would always, the girls, would come up on stage and they would have this thing, and then they would have like that thing on their attach, I guess on their nipple or something. Like what was
Pasties.
It? Yeah. And they would have that thing. And then of course the guys would go crazy. They'd be like, take it. And they'd be like, whoa, take it easy, everybody.
You know, what's weird is that the pasties are not, they're a legal thing usually and a modesty thing and just sort of part of the culture.
Uh-huh.
But, what I've noticed from like talking to friends and all talking to male friends is like, dudes want to see the nipples.
Yeah.
They want to see the nipples. But then when I was working at a peep show in North Hollywood, there was a dancer there that would wear the pasties. And I was like, what are you doing? We're fully nude here. Why are you wearing pasties? Oh, they're sexy. No, they're covering the sexy part.
Yeah.
It's something cute.
Right.
But the sexy part's underneath. And these dudes here want to jerk off. And they don't want to see some sparkly star instead of a nipple.
No.
So make with the fully nude.
Yeah.
Make
like,
with the fully nude.
Did anybody go like, what the fuck? Is it 1950s? Like, what happened here?
I don't know. I never really saw her get like customers when she had those.
Yeah. I don't know. I think
she was kind of ate up though.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. She'd been around there.
Well,
yeah. But how's that? Because you still work at a peep show?
I work at a private show place now.
Oh, okay.
And also a dispensary.
What's that? It's
like weed.
Weed. Okay. Yeah. I thought I'm like
a pussy dispenser. Okay. They put in $20 and a pussy comes out the bottom of the vending machine.
Detached
from a body. It's creepy, but dudes like it. I don't know. Can't explain dudes.
Yeah, that's you know what? If that was for real, I think, you know what? It'll still get in business.
But now we're back to the serial killer talk.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so how was it? Was that weird working in a peep show or was that fun? Because you saw, like,
I mean, it was a mix of both. It depended on the day, when there were customers and when all the girls were getting along. It was so much fun. It was so kitschy and it was great. And there was a separation between you and the customer. So it was like,
you were safe. Like you could
totally, and then when it was slow and when it was hot and when the girls weren't getting along, it was very uncomfortable and unpleasant. But the times when everyone was getting along, but one girl was getting along, then that was even better. Cause then all the other girls banded up against her and then it wasn't good when that girl was me, but you know, the other times, the other times it was great.
But why wouldn't they get along? Like, was it money?
It could have been anything. Money, stealing a regular, being a bitch, you know, you know, these are girls. There's a million different reasons, and when men are your commodity. Well, when you're the commodity and men are who you have to, you know, and there's only a limited amount of men, and then there's more girls than the guy that comes in. Then it's bitches.
That's what happens? Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. I get it. You know, well, I don't. You know, I don't think. But like, I mean, it's always I would probably kind of be like, can I just see what's going on behind stage? Because I'm more kind of interested in what's going on back there than really. I would be like, what's going on? Like a fight? Whoa, that's crazy. Huh?
Yeah. The backstage is always far more interesting than anything that would happen. Like at a strip club.
Right.
I mean, the peep show, there was no backstage. The peep show, we would just hang out like in a room or, you know, in like one of the booths or something, or we'd all just be outside smoking weed. A strip club, very much the same, except there was a backstage and far more interesting back there than anything happening out in the club.
Wow.
Ever.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen it. Because that's a peep show is like the thing where you put the money in and then the curtain goes up, right?
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because honestly, I didn't know they still are around.
There's only one in L.A. In the whole city of Los Angeles, there's only one traditional peep show.
Wow.
It's called Venus Fair. It's in North Hollywood on Lancashire. And it is just run down sack of shit.
Really?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I take it you don't work there anymore.
Not anymore. I would go back there in a heartbeat if there was customers, you know?
It was
fun. It was really, really fun. And at first, like when I was first there were customers and I would make money hand over fist. It was wonderful. And for going from a strip club that was just very not fun at all. Some nights there was a $10 house fee and some nights I wouldn't even make that.
Wow.
Work a whole shift, not even make $10. Jeez. And not because I'm terrible. I am a terrible stripper. But that wasn't the reason.
That wasn't the reason.
Like, I wouldn't be the only one that didn't make 10, you know?
I would be like, I don't know what's the difference between a guy. I guess a good one and a bad, but I guess there is like...
There's a big difference.
Yeah, really? Okay.
One time I kicked there was a guy sitting on the rail, which is, you know, right there, and he had his drink up next to the stage. And during one song, I kicked it off the rail twice. The first time I kicked it off, it was at the beginning. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And his friend got up and got him another one.
Right.
And then towards the end of the song, fucking gone again.
Wow. What song was this?
What song was it? It was one of the longer ones I did. I never did very many longer songs because I just hated being on stage.
You never did? Is there always one of those things where it's like, oh my God, they're playing November Rain right now? Like, what the fuck?
There were
like,
some girls that would choose this place. We got to choose our music.
Right.
So there were some girls that would choose like just super, super long songs. And I'd be like, I don't want to be out there very much. Right. Like, they're not going to tip me. So can I just be out there as little as possible?
Right.
Just, you know, one, like 3 minutes of boner killer before the girls that know what they're doing come back.
Yeah.
You know, then they'll be on here for like 7-8 minutes. I'm just going to come out, not do very well, and then I'm going to, sulk backstage.
Wow. All right. Not bad. Not bad. All right. I get it.
Fidgety.
No, that's fine. That's fine. It's don't knock your drink out.
There we go.
Okay.
No, right there. Mm-mm.
Yeah. So
I'm wearing flip flops.
I, you know, it's funny. I remember one time I went to a strip club and it was so freaking dark in there.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was on Kata in a cave. Like, I felt like, is this how, like, I felt like I'm like, how can I see? I don't even know where the bathroom is. Like, and the thing is, I would fall down because there was like some steps or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why is there a step here? Like, what's the purpose of this? And yeah, that was the one thing I couldn't really understand. Cause sometimes I would look at the girl and I go, I don't know. I couldn't tell what nationality you are. I couldn't tell. I don't know. I see you have blonde hair, but I don't know. You could be Asian for all I know. You know, like it's so dark in this goddamn room.
Could have been the same girl, different wigs.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting take. I haven't been in a long time to a strip club, to be honest with you, but
I don't think I've ever been in one that was super super dark. You know,
the one I was in. I mean, it was I thought the bats were going to come out or I felt like it was like when it was so dark in there, but I think it was like middle of the night when I got out to the street, I was like, my eyes were like, oh my God, so bright outside.
Oh God.
That's how dark. Like it was bizarre. Like I couldn't understand if maybe the lights, you know how sometimes you go to a club and you know, it's fine. And I was, or like a restaurant bar, and all of a sudden they dim the lights and you're just like, what the, and then they out the house. I'm like, really guys?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that all? You know? And that happened to me on Vegas. I was with my friend.
Mm-hmm.
We're having this meaningful conversation. We're in this. And then all of a sudden, a minute later, there's a go-go dancer just pops down. Like and I'm like, where the fuck are we?
You were there at the time, the shift change.
Yeah, we just said, you know what? Yeah. Let's just go. We're getting creeped out here. I don't know. I
got married in Vegas once.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. For real? Like
for
a real? Wow.
Yeah, we'd been dating for 3 months. And
3 months?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was planned for a month. And
planned for yeah. You really? Uh-huh. Yeah, this was it.
Yeah. Wow. But I thought, like, it's a month of planning.
Was he a hot guy?
No, I mean, you know, I at the time, I guess I thought so.
Right.
But now, I would not, no. Now, no.
He wasn't like a young Kevin Federline.
No. Like he was a couple years older than me, and he was really thin, and he had brown hair and very thick eyebrows and
he was really
thin and angry.
Okay.
You know, didn't like to have a job.
Okay.
So I did the right thing.
And you got
married
him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. It's in Vegas, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We had an Elvis wedding.
Wow. Wait, how old are you at this time?
I was 26.
Okay.
25.
Wow, and you just how long?
It was 26.
How long were you married? Are you still married now?
No, all right. We split after 4 years, and then the divorce took a full year. So technically, I was married for 5 years. But
wow, so I
stopped behaving like I was married after like 2.5.
Wow, so. You just had enough. You just
I knew it wasn't going to be. Well, the thing is, I knew that I didn't want to be married.
Right.
Shortly after we got married, like really shortly after, and then I tried. And then I tried to leave him, and then it just after so many different like attempts where it was clear I was never going to get out of this goddamn thing.
Wow.
I was like, well, that's fine. Then we can be married in name, and I'll I'll come home most nights. But
most nights.
I mean, I just gotta you have to look for happiness somewhere.
Wow. And so, he didn't feel the same way. He felt committed to you.
Very committed to the marriage, because his dad had been married 5 times. And so he was like, no, do it one time. I'm going to keep it.
That's why he's keeping it.
Yeah. Yes. That was why. Because I'm not going to be like my dad. I'm not going to get married a bunch of times. Okay. But we fucked this one up. So maybe you want to just, we can undo this one.
Yeah.
And you can tell everyone it's your first time. The next time you do it, I don't care. We won't be talking then.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Let's see. And, have you been married after that?
No.
Mm-mm. That was it. You learned your lesson.
Well, I learned not to marry somebody after 3 months.
3 months, yeah. That's usually very good, yeah.
But I don't rule it out for the future. I'm not saying I'm like, that's not my like end goal.
Right. If it happens, it happens.
It happens. Yeah.
Wow. Would you do a Would that be weird if you went to a Vegas wedding?
Like, I would do it again.
You would do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was it that fun? All right.
It was the best part of the whole marriage.
Wow.
Yep. And
wow.
It only took like 7 minutes.
Wow.
It only cost $400. Took 7 minutes. We got to pick the song, got a bunch of pictures, and they gave us a bottle of champagne.
No, and that was it. Wow. Yep. That's $400, really?
$425.
$425,
because we opted to get the CD-ROM of it, too. And they webcast the wedding. That was why we chose this particular Elvis Chapel, because they would webcast the wedding. My family doesn't really get along, so I didn't want them to be there because I didn't want him to deal with drama.
Right.
So since I couldn't have my family there, you know, he didn't have his.
Yeah.
So we had no one with us. It was just the two of us. We flew out, got married, flew back. And they provided the witnesses and all that kind of stuff. And so they webcast it. So all of our friends and family, they could watch it online.
Wow.
And that's exactly
what happened. Is it still online?
I don't know.
We should do a screening. We should try. I don't know.
I have the CD-ROM at home still.
Oh boy. Yeah.
I'm laughing through the whole ceremony. Like
that's
like,
a bad sign, I guess.
Know.
Right?
You can see my face and I'm like doing that. Stop laughing. Stop smiling. That sort of like, thing.
And he's like, what else? Was he crying?
He did cry at one point. I mean, it was only 7 minutes long. I think he did. He got misty. His eyes like welled up. I remember that. That's all I really remember.
Wow.
He wore a brown suit.
He wore a brown suit.
We got it at a thrift store. My dress, my sister was supposed to make it, but she didn't finish it in time. And so I ended up getting married in a dress I bought at Express for $39 the night before we left.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
And that was really, that's just a metaphor for the whole fucking wedding. The whole marriage.
The whole thing. Wow.
It was supposed to be really cool and unique and work out. It ended up, $39 at Express.
Wow. Well, at least, you know, when you look back, I guess it's one of those things, because now when you look back at it, you're like, you know what? At least I didn't spend that much money or I had to
That's
deal
true.
With it. Because some people are like those huge wedding.
Yeah.
And it's like, when you look back, you're like, oh my God. Like you, I feel like, I bet you a lot of people probably feel, some people are feeling embarrassed. They're like, oh my, I feel so much guilt. Like they're like, I'm not getting married again. Just so that I don't want to see the same people, you know? I don't know. I mean, my parents are still together.
Yeah.
And I think, they've been married about 47 years.
Wow.
And I think to them, but I think when they got married, it's a whole, that was a different era. That
oh,
was
sure.
a different time.
Those
that was
the
whole
times
thing.
Of
yeah. I think nowadays, divorced. I think, especially since now the gay marriage is now all acceptable, you know,
isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. It's funny. Cause like when I saw it, I was like, for some reason, I just said like, isn't that like regular? Like for some reason, I just said like, isn't that common sense? Like I was like, but no, I'm like, no, I guess it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some states are now like, refusing to just to
really?
Do it. Yeah, like Louisiana
well,
Mississippi. It's a lot of the southern states or some states where you're like, oh, okay, I get it.
The states that are grandfathered into the family.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, but I would, if I was in one of the states, if I was, you know, if I was in a gay relationship and I was going to get married in one of the states, I would be like, you know what? Let's fucking move out of here.
Oh,
fuck
absolutely.
This place.
Absolutely. Don't live in a state that doesn't support you.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people have families and some people have ties to these states that go beyond politics.
Yeah. And Mississippi is very like
Mississippi is just terrible. I mean, I'm talking about Louisiana. Some people really like beads or whatever,
right.
But Mississippi, there's no fucking excuse to stay there.
No,
none.
No.
I once performed at a casino in Mississippi with Jimmy JJ Walker.
Well, no.
Worst fucking weekend of my life, except for the last night when I went out during his set and put a quarter in a slot machine and won $200.
Wow.
That was the best thing. Yeah.
He with Jimmy J.
Jimmy J.J. Walker, who charges $500 every time somebody wants him to say dynamite.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And he also, he didn't like, we did four shows. And after the first show, he had the manager cut my time down from 30 minutes, you know, whatever material,
right.
to 8 minutes, no material. So I just had to be up on stage for 8 minutes just doing crowd work and being like, hey, so where are you from? Oh, where are you from? Oh, well, where are you from?
Are you serious?
Yes. It was terrible. It was the worst.
Well, people were like, I'm from Mississippi. But.
Yeah, they were like, why aren't you telling a fucking joke, you know? And I'm like, you're a stupid headliner that you all came out to see because you like Good Time so much. That motherfucker won't let me tell you my good jokes.
Wow. Of all the places even to go, I thought Jimmy JJ would be like he's going
so
to Mississippi?
Not cool. Yeah, he'll go anywhere.
Yeah.
He'll go fucking anywhere that'll still have him. Anywhere where anyone still gives half a shit about Jimmy JJ, Walker. Motherfucking Dynamite Walker, wow. He'll go. Yeah. Offer him fucking $20 and a turkey dinner. Oh, but if you want him to say Dynamite, then you got to tack on another $500. But still,
$500. So if I had a bar mitzvah, no, I mean, yep. If someone is having a bar mitzvah and they're like, "Fuck it, we're getting the whole thing.
We're getting Jimmy JJ Walker." First of all, anyone that's having a bar mitzvah and got Jimmy JJ Walker would be having a bar mitzvah late in life just to do it for the you
the
know
goof. Of, yeah,
yeah. Because yeah. Any kid now would be like, Jimmy who? Jimmy yeah. What? JJ what?
Yeah.
Nobody's heard of him.
I remember
he's a relic.
I remember he used to go on Letterman. Like he's like Letterman and him go way back when Letterman mm-hmm. used to live here in LA, and Letterman would have him go on his JJ would go on his show because Letterman would give him like a 5 to 10 minutes at the end of the show to kind of do it. And I'm like, is he going to do this when his last episodes? Because that would be kind of interesting.
Oh God.
Because I would like to see what he looks like now.
He looks like old JJ. Real old
JJ. Is he skinny? Is he like a skinny?
He's still skinny-ish. He's old man skinny, though.
Right.
He's not as skinny as he used to be. And he's just old. He's just old, bitter JJ.
Wow.
And he's he likes to be political now.
Yeah.
But he's like, not funny. He's not funny with it.
He's like a hardcore like conservative, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's just, I can't say anything good about him. I can say,
I don't think anybody
you know what,
can.
You know what? Know. Yes, I can. I fucking loved Good Times.
Yeah,
so back then I was like, oh my God, he's great. I mean, of course it wasn't still on. I mean, I was watching reruns like when I you know, being sick as a kid or summertime, you watch those reruns. I loved Good Times, loved it so much. He was not my favorite character, but I loved it. So the first time I ever did a show with him, which was years before the casino, I was super excited and I went out and the crowd hated me so much. They did not want to hear anything about what I had to say about anything.
Did they boo you?
No, they just ignored me. And that is worse. If you hate me, say something. Don't ignore me, you know?
And they're talking, like, they're probably talking like
yep.
it's like...
they're just having table talk like the show hasn't even started. Wow. And I was just out there for like 7 minutes and they just hated me. So I come off stage and Jimmy JJ Walker is standing right there and he looks at me and goes, someday... what did he say? It was like, someday you won't even remember this or someday you'll laugh about this. Someday this will make you... It was something really nice to say.
Right.
You know, that wasn't like... pitying, but more like
it's like a friend.
Like an older comic telling a younger comic, like,
right.
I know you think this shit matters, but trust me, someday it's not going to make a damn bit of difference. And he's right. Cause now I'm like, yeah, I don't know why I gave a shit. Cause you know, you always want to do well.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and it hurts when you get out there and you show your art and people are just like, nah, I'm going to look the other way.
Yeah.
You know, but then, so then when I was booked with him again, I was like, great. And then he was such a dick.
Wow.
Except that last night, so I came back, I hadn't spoken to him since he had my time cut down. I was like, fuck this motherfucker.
Right.
And that last night after I won the $200, I came back in and he was selling his t-shirts and he was signing for the ladies, the old ladies, all blue hairs, you know?
Right.
And, I come back in and I have these buckets of quarters because I got the 200 in quarters because it came out of the machine in quarters, you know?
Yeah.
So I have these buckets of quarters. I'm like, I just won $200. And he's like, oh, let me give you a t-shirt. And I'm like, oh, great. And he goes,
what the fuck?
Yeah,
thanks.
He gave me a t-shirt. And he goes, do you want to ride back to the hotel in my limo? And I'm like, nope. I'll take the shuttle.
Oh, wow.
I took the t-shirt, though. I gave it to my friend. My friend who used to manage a comedy club in Dayton, Ohio. We used to joke about Jimmy JJ Walker, and I gave it to him for a wedding gift.
Wow.
So, anyway, so let's get to the trailers. Yeah, I'm taking up too much time talking about Jimmy Walker and his genius.
Hey, you know? No, that's funny.
We talked about my community college, the dude that fell down the stairs after huffing.
Oh, we were talking before. Yeah, a lot of stuff
and then
right there.
And then, Jimmy Walker and a lot of Jimmy Walker.
A lot of that
Is
stuff.
Jimmy Walker in these trailers we're going to watch?
you know what?
I'm leaving right now.
He might be an Ant-Man. I don't know. There might him with Paul Rudd. I don't know. You never know. You never know when you know, like a J.J. Walker comes out there.
He pops up when you least expect him.
You know,
you just turn a corner and all of a sudden, bam, dynamite.
Yeah, like when they announce the...
And then he's like, now you owe me $500. It's a mugging, really.
Right. When they announced the you know, the 50 states all, you know, gay, like he actually was kind of in the background there.
Was he?
Yeah.
He did a little dynamite?
I think he did dynamite for free.
I'll do the free dynamite for the gays.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your wedding. If you want me to come do it at your wedding, it'll be $500 though.
Does he do, when you say, I'll pay you $500 and he does that dynamite, does he do the thing with his hands too? Where he's like, dynamite, you know, like that whole thing? You know,
where he
kind of does like, it looks like he's doing an Egyptian thing or something with
you know what? Honestly, neither time that I worked with him and no time that I've seen him has he done the hand thing. But also neither time, no time that I've seen him has anyone paid him the dynamite
money. Yeah, never seen that.
But I heard a story once about an open micer that the comedy club that he was playing into sent an open micer to pick him up at the airport. It's common practice. And the guy is driving him back on the highway from the airport, and he's like, say it. And Jimmy's like, no, I won't do it. I won't do that.
No,
refusing. But the guy pulls onto the shoulder of the highway. He's like, if you don't say it, we're not going anywhere.
Whoa!
It's like one of the best stories I've ever heard in comedy.
And he's like, he's better get that. Dynamite! He's like, no, you didn't do it again. You do it again.
Right. With feeling.
He's like, fuck off. But that's his nightmare, I think.
Right? Probably.
He probably think nowadays he's like, you know what? It's never going to happen to me again.
Yeah.
Not going to get the short end. Fuck, that's scary. I don't know. But see, Urkel, I think if I saw the guy, Jaleel White, in an elevator, and I had been drinking, you know, I was like, you know, I was a little brave.
As you do.
Yeah, as I do normally.
I always get drunk before I ride an elevator. Yeah. Can't do it otherwise. Terrified of the things.
I get it.
Yeah.
Don't judge, man. That's the way the nature, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think if he was in there, I would be like, come on, man, say it.
Just say it.
Did I do that? Come on, do it.
Yeah. I bet he'd be nicer about it.
Yeah. I don't, you know what? I think he's like, he's probably one of those guys that he's like, you know what? I made a lot of money doing that.
Right. Jaleel White, that guy has gratitude.
Yeah.
You know, Jimmy Walker, no. Selfish.
No.
Jaleel White. He gives back to the people.
You have to. You know, you got to. Like, I'm pretty sure I saw Fonzie one time in front of the UCB theater one time.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Did he smack a jukebox?
Yeah, you know what?
Does he carry a jukebox with him so he can make music?
He hit a wall.
And then music started?
No. Crazy. A sign fell down. But I don't know about the music. But it would have been awesome if, like, some random music came out of a wall and you would be like, whoa, fucking the Fonzie got
does have magic.
Yeah.
It's Fonzie magic.
But I'm pretty sure he gets a lot of thumbs up if people would know.
Oh yeah. Hey, right? That's him. Hey. I would do that to him if I saw him. I would be that asshole.
Yeah, I would.
I would be that asshole though to anyone, to Jimmy Walker. I would be like, dynamite.
Yeah. Oh yeah, of course you have to.
I think it would just be like the sort of fear response.
Right.
It would just naturally happen.
Yeah. You know what's probably happened to Lucy Bell? Like, you know, people are like, wah, you know, thing or something.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure. And she's like, you know what? Fuck off. Okay. Fuck off.
All right, what do we got here?
All right, here we go. Well, I don't know. I picked a couple of movies. There's a movie called Selfless starring Ryan Reynolds.
All right.
Ladies man.
Ryan Reynolds.
Is he a ladies man? Do you find him attractive at all?
Yeah, you know, he's not necessarily my type, but...
Would you marry him in Vegas?
Depends.
Wow, okay. All right.
Depends.
Not bad.
I'm not ruling it out.
Okay.
But...
If you saw him at a peep show, would you be like, whoa.
I would do everything I could to make him my customer.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Wow. Everything.
I don't know. Some of the girls back there wouldn't like it. I don't think.
If he was looking at another girl, I'd be like, you don't want her. She has herpes scars.
Were you able to do signs maybe? And that way for them people to see that? Because he could have, you know.
No, sometimes though, like if the guy would be talking to a girl and he'd look my way, I'd sort of like make the, you don't want her sort of face, that face.
Yeah.
But it never really worked.
I get it. Well, let's play. This is called Selfless.
Okay.
All right. This is Ryan Reynolds and Ben Kingsley.
Huh.
Ben Kingsley plays a rich old man because that's what he is.
That's even in real life.
That's
a stretch.
What he is. Just stretch for him. And he's, I guess he's dying and says, you know what? I want to live forever. And the thing is they're going to transfer his brain into some younger person's brain. And Ryan Reynolds is that younger person.
Okay. So okay.
You kind of get it. It's kind of like a weird. It's sci-fi, but then there's moments where
go ahead.
But then there's moments where the young guy who's the new him kind of starts fighting, saying, wait, I have these images of my old wife or my old life. Or whatever, you know? So
see, which is ridiculous and completely.
It's like,
already the concept is flawed. I'm leaving.
Susanna, get
to Ant-Man or I'm out of here. Show me some Jimmy Walker, because I can't handle this fallacy of logic.
Let's just play it.
Although the emotions are stored in the hip, so maybe.
Yeah.
You know.
You never know. You never know.
I'm not here to debate metaphysics. Maybe I am. I'm not sure.
Okay.
All right. We can do that. All right. Let's do this. Is it black and white?
No. It's it just looks that way, I guess. Let's just.
No progress.
That's it.
That's... Without sacrifice.
I don't know if you recognize the dog. I forgot his name. But...
The dog?
Which one?
Oh, the doc.
Yeah, the doctor. No, the
doctor. Oh, yeah. I thought you said the dog.
You don't recognize the dog. There might be a dog in here, I think.
Oh, yeah. I can't watch it.
No. The man who built New York.
That's Ben Kingsley, who's very wealthy.
God, he looks really good.
Now, yeah.
As you slip away.
What is he?
Feel immortal.
I don't know what nationality is. Minds British, but I don't know. There's something
is he
there.
British or South African?
Designed to offer you the very best of the human experience. It's alive, an empty vessel.
If we do this, there's no turning back.
Oh boy.
Life is over.
There's never any turning back.
It's true. There's a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something to stop your heart.
What?
It's something to stop your heart.
Look, you don't have to be a dick about it.
Right?
I know. I mean, really.
It's a jarring thing to hear.
I know. Right before it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I doubt that's the first time someone's asked him to repeat himself.
Yeah. Oh, now he's turned into Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
How are you feeling?
How's that new body smell?
Sense of humor. Good.
Just relax and have some fun. After all, at your age, I'd say you've earned it.
Yeah, that's right. So he's become, I don't know, maybe a douchebag, I guess, everybody, because I'm maybe rich guy.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Fine. I haven't seen anything like that in about 52 years.
See, he could play basketball, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
This wasn't a hallucination.
Uh-oh.
Immortality has some side effects.
Yeah, Ben Kingsley's I never had a kid. I don't know who's daddy.
Is this possible?
Oh, I see. So Ryan Reynolds had died.
Yeah.
And then he...
I never wanted others to suffer.
Haven't there been a few movies like this?
Yeah.
I gave you what you wanted.
Yeah.
You took a man's life.
No! I did!
Soon I'll be gone. I can already feel myself.
That's Kingsley. This might have been easy
for him.
He's like,
really
good. Sure.
He's like, you know what? I wonder if he got...
Well, how much of the movie was actually... Well, does he have to actually be in?
Yeah.
Once his body's dead, isn't he done? Oh, no. Then there's mirror images and whatnot.
Yeah. Standing between you and oblivion.
Selfless. Self/less.
You
gotta have that selfless. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would you do this? Would you do that? If someone said, like, hey...
Would I transfer my brain into a younger body?
Yeah, when you're older, I guess. I don't know. I think I would. I don't know. For me...
Have I already had all of the possible plastic surgeries to keep me looking young, more organically than doing a full body transplant?
If you're Joan Rivers, like, if it was
no,
like...
No, that's
like
not
that.
Good.
So, like, if you were... Like,
if I had all the surgeries necessary and still look like a human.
Yeah.
And still, like, look real pretty and young.
Right, yeah.
Nah, I think then I would just choose death.
Wow, really?
You know, I don't want. Yeah, it's ugh.
Really?
Yeah, no.
I think I would.
Yeah.
Depending on who, like, yeah, I would have.
I don't
to look
think
at the,
I enjoy my life nearly enough to want to like prolong it forever.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
I'm not a rich guy.
Yeah, you're not.
Right,
you're a rich guy,
I'm not going to wake up and look out the hospital window see a BMW. I'm going to look out and see some shitty Hyundai.
Right.
You know?
Right,
so no, I don't want to. That would forever.
See, that would be an interesting Mormon movie if the person wasn't rich. And
oh, if
like,
they just had to like go back to living their shitty life.
But they're
congratulations,
slight...
you get to be a stripper for another 50 years. Yeah. Oh my God!
Wow, there you go.
And like, that's yeah.
It's not turning back.
A recipe for suicide.
Yeah, that's a. Right there. I, you know, I have always said thing because I hate the fact that I'm growing older in a way.
Me too. Where,
because I think. Just like I was just telling a friend, we were just talking. He was making fun of me due to the fact that I don't have a landline anymore, but the my phone is still connected to, for some reason, even though it's disconnected. But I've had that phone since I was 18. Like I've had it 20 years. I've had this freaking phone, and it has. And it has the same message that I would leave on there. And I'm like
the answer machine message?
Yeah. Oh, my God. And I'm like, that's 18 years old me, like, talking right there. And I'm like...
That's crazy.
And I go, is there a fucking difference? Like, I don't know. And I go, so I was just like, fuck, only if I could go back in time and just kind of just, like, what I know now to what we do there.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Yeah, like, that would be great. It'd be a fun Groundhog Week I would love to have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But,
yeah.
But I think I told somebody where I said, I think if I had the option of if I could be a vampire, like if someone, I think I would say, you know what? I'll be a vampire.
You know what? I wouldn't
just
do
to
it
live
for
forever.
My own eternal life.
Uh-huh.
But like I would sell my soul to the devil to keep my cats alive forever.
Wow. Okay.
For sure. Eternal life for the cats, but let me die.
Wow.
They need to outlive me.
Then that's it. I think
they need to.
So that means that I think if you were like a very rich woman, not saying, you know, because you never know, you could still be, you know.
Well, I don't know. I think that ship has passed.
Really?
Yeah.
You never know.
Best I can hope for at this point is to like maybe, you know, trap some rich older guy with
Ben
like
Kingsley.
A fake pregnancy or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably where I'm at. But go ahead with your fantasy.
I'm just saying, it's a fantasy, all right. I tell you that.
Yeah.
You know how guys have football, fantasy football?
Nope.
I'm like, no, I have life.
Fantasy
I have fantasy life.
Yes.
That's why I go like, what is the scenario? I think like when you said that, I think if you had if you're wealthy, would you and you had no kids? I think would you put one of those like people
leave
that would leave
everything to my cats? Oh, absolutely. I have a joke about that. For sure, I would.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like pay somebody to feed them and have
I would pay for a conservator of their estate.
Wow.
Yep.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And I hope.
And then I would also put a provision in my will that when the cats were gone, the money just gets burned.
Wow.
No one gets it. Get rid. No
just
money
no
for
one gets
anyone.
The money. Oh.
Those cats are angels. Everyone else is horrible.
I
trash cans.
Would there be would there be like a scenario where like the money would just be stacked up? Like we ever seen Dark
in
Knight
in a garbage can, a metal garbage can, and put a lit match in there. Watch that money burn, you assholes. Maybe you should have been better people. You could have had it.
I'm picturing the dark. I don't know the movie The Dark Knight where the Joker just bursts this like mountain full of bills, and the organized crime, the organized like you know mafia guys are like, what the fuck are you doing? You know? And I'm like saying to myself. I'm like, he's the Joker. Of course he's going to do something.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
I would
in front of people. And
yeah, absolutely.
Like, yeah.
I'd be like, make sure these people are present.
Yeah.
And then, burn it to the ground. Everything.
Yeah. Well, I think it is going to
as you tell them they're what they did to deserve it.
There you go. That's that's fair enough. Fair enough.
This is requiring a lot of record keeping on my part.
Yeah, you got to...
I got to keep books. Keep tabs on people. This is what they did. This is what I'm.
Well, you have a lot
about.
Of money. You have a lot of time. You could do that. You could hire the detectives. And
that's right. Once I make my first million. Well, do people even get to retire after they make a million now?
I think they could. I don't know how long. It just depends. Yeah, it just depends.
So I'm probably close to the age where a million could carry me.
Right.
Yeah. Then I can retire and set to writing out my hate list.
Right.
My hate book, because
hate
it's
book.
Not just a list, because you're going to write, like, this person, they did this at this time, this is where they lived when I knew, this is who might be able to get a hold of them now.
Wow. Is there a lot? Do you have a lot of
details?
Do you have a lot of people that are in your hate book?
Yeah, I do.
Is this is, will I be? Does
no,
Hape on,
okay. not is yet. That, I mean, no. I don't know. We still have time. There's still another trailer to go. I didn't like that trailer much.
Really? I like how she's like, no, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe not. You just yeah, looked yeah. right at
give
me
us
and
some
said,
time.
"Give us some time. I'm gonna fuck up somehow. I'm gonna do some stupid probably." I kind of get that because I do definitely have a bunch of people where I'm like. If they died, I would have been like, yeah, have a toast. Have a toast. In fact, but I'd be like, no, they're dead.
There's plenty of people. If they died, I'd be like, the world does work.
Yeah.
There's a God. Karma is a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people thought of that when Hitler, they're like,
sure.
Yeah. They're like, or a lot of other people like, you know, Nazi war criminals and others. They're like, yeah, you know what? Let's have a party. Fuck it.
Yeah.
He died? Eichmann died? He got hit? Oh,
let's do it.
Let's have a party, baby.
Break out that champagne we've been saving.
Is there a lot? Is it because, are these like ex-boyfriends and
ex-friends? No. Some
like,
ex-friends, yeah.
Yeah.
Ex-boyfriends, though, I don't think there's any
ex-husband
of them. Nah. I mean, like, I don't hate any of them enough, because I know that I'm not exactly the easiest person to be in a relationship with, so
right.
probably a lot of their horribleness was just reaction to my charm.
Right.
Charm is what we're going to call
it. Charm. Wow.
Charm. Charm. Special brand of charm.
Okay. Yep. I get it. All right.
Yeah.
I get it. All right.
Let's
play. Well, so selfless.
So the next one's a cartoon, right?
Yeah. No, I wish it was. It sounds like a cartoon. Ant-Man.
Is that not the cartoon with the ants?
Well, it's basically Paul Rudd and Michael Douglas. I don't know if you've heard about this. It's Marvel.
Oh, I thought they were voices. Is it not? This is not a cartoon.
No. Oh, this is actually
I like cartoons though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, let's do this thing. What is it? Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Yeah. Ant-Man is a Marvel character. You know, because they're opening,
oh, it's a comic book.
Yeah, it's a comic book character, right. And Marvel was opening the vault. They're like, "Fuck it, this made money. Fuck it, we'll do this." And Ant-Man is one of the last of the few where he's actually an Avenger in the comic book world, like an ex-Avenger, like one of the original Avengers.
Oh.
The comic book canon, I guess.
And he was an Ant-Man, right?
Yeah, he was a small guy, as tiniest guy, but yet
tiny like an ant, or just tiny like a small guy?
Tiny, yeah, like he's not like a little person, he's like an ant size, like he could get into
he's
all
like
this, yeah, like if you could,
couple centimeters or something.
I think almost, yeah, there's, you could almost kill them basically.
You could have
stepped on him and been like, oh my god, did I kill Ant-Man?
That his superpower? Because
I guess
was so
that was
small,
a thing,
he
yeah, and he could, and he could get into wherever, you know, if he had to go.
He could like clean your computer keyboard really well.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
You know, he could take a banana maybe to a picnic and pick it up and clean up, you know, the afterwards.
Oh, sure, because they can carry like 100 times
yeah.
their own weight.
Yeah, he's great at moving. You know?
Huh?
You know,
okay,
great,
I'm in.
Great
All right, let's see this thing.
Sorry,
I don't hate it.
Paul Rudd as Ant-Man.
Okay. I don't hate the concept.
Okay.
Okay.
Just checking.
All right.
Let's see here.
Appropriate audiences.
Yeah, it's Green Band. So let's see.
Scott.
Oh, Michael Douglas is in it too.
I've been watching you for a while now. You're different.
Oh. They're always different.
You're always different.
Now, don't let anyone tell you that you have nothing to offer.
Because you are tiny.
Second chances don't come around all that often.
My goodness, look at Michael Douglas.
I suggest take a really close look at it.
He looks like his dad now. Maybe older
yeah.
than his dad, whatever it was.
Did he grow the beard to cover, like, the pockmarked old man face?
Chance.
I think it was the vagina cancer.
Oh,
standing
God. That's, oh, shit. Forgot about that.
You never forget that. I tell you that. You're a guy.
And she already thinks you are.
I should do a movie.
It's not about saving our world. It's
Who's
about
the love
saving
interest?
Theirs.
I don't know.
Scott, I need you to be the Ant-Man.
There we go.
Huh.
Okay. Now he's really tiny.
Now he's tiny?
Yeah.
So wait, now he's an ant.
Yeah.
No. How is he full size there?
Well, he's full size there, but then later on he'll shrink.
Is it when he puts a suit on he shrinks?
Yeah.
Oh.
One question.
Well, there's some suspension of disbelief.
Is it too late to change the name?
Hmm. So yeah, I don't know.
I think it looks interesting only for the people that are in it, because the concept is just so, it's just so overdone. Both of those movies, just so overdone.
Yeah.
You know, is there anything that's fresh anymore? If not, then great. Then they're both awesome. But if we're just striving, you know, if we're just striving to like redo the same thing with like a different, you know,
person, right?
Right.
Yeah.
There's like this time it's Ben Affleck. This time it's Paul Rudd. This time it's that other brown haired, like unassuming white dude.
Ryan Reynolds.
It's whoever. It's, yeah. They're all the same.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess, I mean, everybody's waiting
for
that. I
would fuck Paul Rudd though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's from Kansas City.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Which side? Missouri or Kansas?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Probably Kansas. He's pretty. He's a pretty boy. He's probably from the suburbs.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't know him or anything? The Reds are not big.
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, no. Actually, my aunt, her...
Ant-Man? No.
No. Okay. Yes, my Ant-Man.
okay, just check it.
My aunt, her married last name is Rudd.
Oh.
I wonder if there's any...
There you go. This might
I can't believe I never even thought to ask.
There you go. You might want to...
God. And because it's by marriage, it's not by blood, so there won't be any four-headed children.
Right.
Not that there would be any sort of children anyway.
I mean, you know, no.
I'd fuck him. I wouldn't bear his children.
You wouldn't bear... No. That takes a special guy, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's
who's like the ideal guy? Would it be...
Me?
In it?
No. Yeah. Probably my ex. I don't know.
Really? There's no guy that hasn't... That you're like, no way, I can't do it. No.
No guy that...
Like, who's the perfect, like, a guy where you're like, okay, I would like to marry this guy, or I'd like to be with this guy? Not there.
Mm-mm.
You haven't found him.
Mm-mm.
Doesn't exist.
Mm.
Maybe in the movie.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, no, uh-uh. No. Mm. No. Wow. Not even in the make pretend.
Wow. Make pretends.
Not even in the make pretend. No.
I feel like that's something like when the movies first came out, mm-hmm. like when like back in the early late 20s and 30s, you're like,
let's go to the make pretends.
Let's go to the make pretends. You want to go to make pretends? It's like, what?
We'll go sit in the dark room and watch the make pretends.
Yeah. That's what I would have called it. Or like right when
and
improv
we'll
first started coming in.
And, uh-huh.
Yeah. Let's go to the make pretends. You know what I mean? But Broadway was kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's like, you want to go to the make pretends? No, I'm a little too tired right now. Let's go to a burlesque show. Yeah. Like, okay, yeah. But I don't know. Paul Rudd, you know,
it's going to be fine. It's going to be the exact same as all the other ones that are just the same.
Right.
You know, it's going to be great. And then people are going to be like, I loved it. I hated it. And then the next one will come out.
Next one. And then
same thing.
Right. You know, a lot of people worked on Edgar Wright was supposed to direct it.
And I don't know who that is.
Oh, he did Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz and all that.
Oh, yeah. Like, I never saw those.
Yeah. I never, you never saw it right there?
I never see anything. I've never seen... I there's a million. I've never seen Titanic. I never would. My ex-husband, he saw Titanic.
Really?
Because he's a pussy. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I get it. I saw Titanic because it was one of those things where everybody had to see. Yeah, because I'm a pussy. No. Yeah, yeah. I did.
No, it was something that
it was one of those things where you had to see it, but.
And at the time, like any guy, if you were going to take your girl on a date, that's what you were going to do. That's
definitely.
There was no like, do you want to, it's obviously we're going to go see Titanic.
It's like, dude, it's like, yeah, there was a lot of saying going on when Titanic was out. I was like, dude, if you want to get laid tonight, you have to endure
Titanic.
Okay. You have to do it.
And then buy her a big diamond and throw it over the side of a boat. She will be on your dick hard.
You know what? They should have thrown her at. There's no that old lady in the end of the movie. I don't know if you got to see it one day.
Was
but
she the Kate Winslet?
She was the Kate Winslet. She was the one, and she was the one that had the thing or whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah. But, you know, everybody's waiting for that Pulp Fiction, for that one to come out. Like, when Pulp Fiction came out, like, that was a game changer. That was one
it
where...
It was, yeah. Pulp Fiction was fantastic.
Like, that was... No one has ever seen a movie. I remember seeing it when it came out. Like, I was, 17, I think I was, or something. And I remember just being like, what the fuck is this?
Pulp Fiction, Natural Born Killers. That's another one that was very different. Yeah.
That's good. That was, see, back in the 90s.
Reality Bites.
Right. They had a lot of good stuff every now and then. You know, every now and then you could see, you could be like, oh yeah, that came out in the 90s. See, the 80s was overrated. I mean, we just saw we saw that thing in your campus, ex-campus.
Oh, yeah.
Out of Africa.
But then, for some movies, the 80s were, you know, but then other, like Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink. I mean, the John Hughes films.
Yeah. It's a shame. Yeah. It's a shame he didn't kind of continue that. He just said, you know what?
What did he end up finishing with?
He did like Home Alone, or he produced and wrote it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And then some other stuff. And then later on, he just said like, you know what? I don't like Hollywood anymore, really.
Oh, good for him.
I don't really get it. So it's. I think it was way different from what. Yeah, I think in the '80s.
Cats.
Yeah, exactly. And then he died. And then he just.
Yeah.
He just died like in his early like or late 50s, I think, or something. Well, and then that was it.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, he went out with a bang, I guess.
There we are.
Right there. But so Ant-Man.
Did he shoot himself?
No, I think he had a heart attack.
Oh, okay.
I think he had a bang
of some sorts.
Yeah. Yes. Right. So, yeah. Is that how it normally, when you go like Kurt Cobain, came out with a bang right there. You got out of a bang.
Went
right
out
there.
With a bang.
JFK.
Went out with a bang. Not by choice.
Not by choice. You didn't know. Nope. You didn't know, but you know what? It's, it happened.
Hey, a bang's a bang, right?
Bang's a bang. All it's right. like, you
That's
know,
always
you
a party. It's a celebration.
Yeah. There were some people celebrating, I think, when JFK, you know, I can only imagine.
Not a lot of people. Probably.
Not a lot of people, but there were some maybe commies that were like, whoa.
There's always some haters, you know.
Some mafia dudes were like, that happened. Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe's ex-boyfriend was probably like, that's what you get, bitch.
Oh, he's like, oh, God. Marilyn Monroe had quite a number of people there. Like, she was with Joe DiMaggio and Arthur Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And JFK.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's I
Can
feel
you
like
name any more?
I think it's a little bit.
That's like three. That's not very many.
Well, it's just the company. I'm pretty sure she had many wherever she was.
Maybe
from, I think she had.
But
plenty.
How many did JFK have? We should focus on that. Or how many? What about Arthur Miller? How many ladies did he bang?
I think he might have banged
bunch.
Really?
Probably more than Marilyn Monroe.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He was way more of a slut than she was.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I guess I could see that. I could see that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what you got to do. You know, that's the way it was back then, you know.
Yeah.
There was no, you know, now then you'd see like a Will Smith, you'd be like a family man back then, you
yep,
know.
Yep, exactly.
They could get away with that shit,
mm-hmm.
you know? That's what I'm saying. I don't know. All I know, Susanna.
Yes.
It's a crazy world out there.
It is a crazy world.
You know, but there's marriage equality.
There is.
You know, do you think now lawyers are going crazy? They're happy, I think, lawyers now.
I'm sure.
Because now they're like, you know what? We just now, our business, we could do marriage lawyers, now doubled. Literally doubled right now. So now we're going to do it. You know, divorce, you know, might be.
The wedding industry just like,
doubled.
I don't think there's a person in the wedding industry that isn't drinking champagne tonight.
They have to.
Yeah.
They have to, you know. Yep. But you know what? But I think there's a couple.
Everybody should be drinking champagne tonight, though, you know.
Really.
It's a huge victory for humanity.
Do you think there's a couple gay guys or one gay guy who's like, fuck, now I gotta get married, damn it.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, are you serious? He was probably rooting for this band. He's like, yeah, you know what?
I can't marry you.
I can't marry you.
You know, the state won't let us.
Yeah.
And now he's like, oh.
He's like, now you can't do it.
Now I gotta figure out a different reason. Why can't I marry you now?
Let's go to, do you want to, you know, Mississippi, I hear is nice. He's in Mississippi, it's nice. They got Jimmy J.J. Walker there.
He comes to perform at that one casino. Like,
Yakov Smirnoff.
There you go.
Yeah, he's another one.
That's the Ozarks.
Oh, is that the Ozarks? He goes to Branson.
Branson.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In the Ozarks.
Yeah. Have you ever performed at Branson?
No.
Oh, gotta hit the big time. Andy Williams Theater. Come on, you gotta hit that stuff, man. That is the Vegas.
I use too much language.
Really?
Yes.
Have you ever been, I don't know, I want to say this. I want to say you're like, I'm pretty sure you've had your fights. Like, you've been scrappy probably, have you? And like growing up or something, like if a girl said something to
really? No. It's surprising, but I'm, I did do karate when I was a kid, when I was six.
Oh,
my dad started us in karate and I did a few like tournaments and stuff.
Right.
But the only physical fight I've been in you know, that was of any, you know, duration was with my sister. Three fights with my sister.
And those are, the sibling fights are pretty
Oh, yeah,
brutal.
Once she knocked my jaw out of a socket, and it did that popping thing. It still does sometimes.
Wow.
And then the last fight we got in, I was wearing combat boots, and my mother was pulling me back, and my father was pulling my sister back, and I, you know, reeled the leg back and kicked, and he just turned both of them, and then my sister was out of the way, but then the boot and my father's face.
Oh.
So then there was no other fights after that.
Wow. How old are you at that? Were you teenagers?
Teenager.
That's usually the way it wears. You know, yeah, that's the way it is sometimes with siblings. You know, you got a
sister's texting you.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Great. What is she? Yeah. You know what? Hold on. I got to get in a fight with my sister.
Sure. Yeah,
physical fight. And let me get my army boots. Okay.
Sure. I'll wait here.
No, I get it. It's just the way it is, you know? But, I don't know. And how long, you've been in burlesque. How long have you been in burlesque?
Anymore. I very, very rarely do burlesque.
Oh, okay.
Anymore. It has to be like someone I really, really like, you know, I'll work for someone I really, really like, or the money has to be really, really good. Because I had a few bad experiences, and the payoff for the bad experiences in burlesque is not nearly what they are for comedy.
Right.
Like in comedy, I've done a million shitty gigs, but they paid well, or
right.
it led to something else, or, you know, I got to work with someone cool or something. But in burlesque, it was like, if this is a shitty gig and it's not paying very well, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
You know, what's worth it for me?
Yeah.
Just being on stage,
mm-hmm.
taking my clothes off on stage.
Yeah.
That's not the most like hard to come by opportunity.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
And you got to deal with Jimmy J. Walker.
That was comedy, not burlesque.
What? It should have been burlesque.
Yeah,
I think, you know what? He could probably get more money if he did burlesque. You think he would?
No.
I think. No?
No.
No. Okay. Just checking.
Either say dynamite or show him your tits, Jimmy. Come on. or the other. You got to give the people something.
I don't know. I'm a little curious to what his body is now, kind of deformed into.
It's an old man body.
So on. I know.
It's just a sack of potatoes.
Really? Wow.
You know, it's nothing.
All right.
Oh, but this was also several years ago.
So I could.
You know, this was like probably, let me think. This might have been 2000, 2001, maybe.
Wow,
maybe.
That long ago?
Yeah,
huh?
2001. Yeah,
oh, brother. Yeah, I don't know.
It was 2001 because I had just moved back to Kansas City from Chicago, and I used the money I won to buy a bed for my new apartment. So
wow.
It was fall of 2001.
Now you hit the
summer,
stride.
Summer 2001.
Yeah, you hit the stride. You hit the. You got the bed money. That's
all
I'm saying. Yeah, that's the best kind, I think. The bed
not
money.
From the gig. I mean, I got the money from the gig went to rent, but
right.
that bed money that was
that the
was,
bed money is a that's a good day.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that much
really
right
good
there.
Day.
Well, thank you, Suzanne. This is it.
Thank you for having
this
me.
Right here, you
I
see
like
how simple that was.
Good
with
stuff.
The, you know, with the Ant-Man.
I could have walked here.
Yeah.
Great. Perfect. It's the most perfect podcast ever.
Thank you.
About easy
time.
To do, fun, time
boom.
Flew.
Boom.
Didn't even have to drive.
Yeah.
I did drive, but I didn't have to.
Yeah, no.
It's good.
It's all right.
It's good.
You know, it's one of those things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Equal means equal now. It's
it
good.
Does.
It's a
it does.
Fabulous time now.
Victory. It's a
we
victory.
We have a victory. It's
huge
2015,
victory.
And I could only imagine what's going to happen in 10 years, what's going to happen down the line. What else is next, you know? I don't know.
I don't know what's left.
What's left? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe
legalize opium.
Is that? Oh wow! All right. Wow.
10 years. Gonna have legal opium.
They did weed
I'll
right
never
now.
Speak to another person again in my life, and I'll be perfectly happy about it.
I mean, you know what? I think it would. You know what?
Because retreat into my head.
Yeah, I think Holland used to be that time. Of, you know, now where
oh,
I think everyone's.
Sure.
I think either it's crazy because all the jihad now is going crazy now. I don't know if you've heard, but there's been a lot of like crazy shit going on with jihad. You know, there's been like a lot of a resort
don't really
was attacked,
those.
And don't. Do you know what? Don't watch. You know, there was enough news today that was good news.
Yeah.
And I think there was a lot of bad news, as usual.
I'm
going to
hold with the good news.
Yeah, so don't even bother right here.
From
okay.
now on, if anybody's like, did you watch the news? I'm going to be like, I know, gay marriage is legal. Isn't it fantastic?
Yeah, they're going to
no,
be like...
No, didn't you see what happened in the Senate?
Yeah.
Yep, they legalized gay marriage.
Yeah.
What about that shooting? And what do you mean shooting? Photo shoot for a gay marriage?
Yeah. No. Yeah. No. There's no. When people say shooting for the news, usually it's not a photo shoot.
From now on, it is. From now on, it's a photo shoot for gay marriage.
I think the only thing left.
Everything. It's just going to be gay marriage. I'm very happy about it.
I think the only thing now is like if we, Obama just said, you know what? I'm gay. That would be like, whoa.
That would be mind blowing.
That would be mind blowing. Everybody, I think it would be like,
huh.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
Well, who knows?
Well, Susanna, thanks for doing this show.
Thank you very much for having me. I enjoyed myself.
Where can we find you? Where you have your...
Oh, you can find me online at SusannaLee.com. That's SusannaLee.com. Or GetLuckyDeluxe.com goes to the same place.
Right.
You can find me on Twitter at LadyLuckyDeluxe. You can find me on Facebook. Search Susanna Lee or Lucky Deluxe or whatever, and then there's all sorts of other and things, and you can find me at that one strip club, not really a strip club, private show place. Maybe someday you can find me at the Peep Show again.
Okay.
We'll someday keep it we'll you keep can probably find me dead in my apartment,
face eaten
by cats. Which brings us to our next trailer.
Yeah, we're going to, let's see. Yeah, I have a trailer we're going to see right here. No, it's good. All right, thanks again for doing the show.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks again. Actually, I didn't introduce him here, but Jorge filling in. Have a good trip in Guatemala back home, you know, all right? Enjoy that. And please, everybody, come to your senses.
Receive this transmission from the Comedy Podcast Network. For more shows, visit comedypodcastnetwork.com.